The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
You'll never, never defeat the human spirit.
It's Glenn Wiggle.
You'll never win.
And Mike Lomas.
Never.
Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Never, ever, never.
Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, and we are the Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. With you each and every Saturday here, 1 to 3. Of course, Hester Goulias, the tax lady, takes over after us. So, as we say each and every week, hop on board early. Do not wait to the end of the show to call in because we won't get to you. Hop on board early, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. If you'd like to text us, 3930. And no loving liberal love notes today out of our TV show on Channel 7 this morning. Oh, you did?
I got one on Twitter. Absolutely.
All right, good.
Save it for later in the show.
We retweeted
it out. These people think like they're like offending us. I'm like, I'm just going to retweet it out so everyone can see it because it's so good.
Thank you for the marketing.
Yeah.
Was this one of them that was just about ready to invest $1 million, but they pulled out or no?
No, not this one. This one is sounds like a millennial union worker because you offended them on just about every single topic you hit this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. I mean, it was
everyone you say.
Wow. Yeah, welfare. And he's got all these quoted too, so he must be actually taping the show, which is quite impressive. I mean, to be honest with you,
yeah.
The fact that he's going back and rewatching it so we can get the quotes right. We appreciate that.
No doubt.
We hit him on welfare.
Set all the DVRs in your home.
Yeah,
it helps our ratings.
Absolutely. he didn't. He was offended by the San Francisco. He disagrees on that. It's a filth hole, which, you know, it is. We'll play some video from that later in the day's show. He was offended by that Obama didn't have any sort of idea on how to grow an economy. And and of course, the millennial thing that they're putting money into savings accounts as opposed to the stock market, which of course they are.
Yes.
Millennials actually, he clearly misread it because, well, between student loans and paying rent, we can barely keep up. Actually, millennials, to be honest, and I'm sure you talked about this morning, they're saving, right? They're just not saving in the market. They're just a distrust of the market.
Yes.
But they're actually doing a much better job than our generation. What are we, Gen X, Mike, I think?
Yes, like that.
Anyway, we'll get to some of these later in the show. Yeah. I can't read the whole thing because I have to.
Real quickly, though, I didn't realize we'd go into this, but San Francisco actually has a poop patrol. They actually have city officials now that go around cleaning the crap off the streets. So
it's a good job. The guy who's in charge of that, by the way, is making six figures.
Well, of course he is. Sure,
that's no joke. It's $130,000 starting salary to clean up crap on the San Francisco.
Yeah. So this young man who I'm assuming is a young man, I guess
I'm just guessing because of the millennial thing.
So 65 times a day now, 65 times a day they report piles of human feces in the street in San Francisco. That adds up to almost a little over 14,500 calls placed. 311 between January 1st and August 13th. So, San Francisco Chronicle, by the way, this is not Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle, you know, just making this stuff up. This is a San Francisco Chronicle. And the problem is really, really bad. Millennials do save money, yes. Nobody forced you to go to a college and get an education that you didn't, you didn't do the homework and you did. But by the way, you can go to some colleges out there that are very, very reasonable, right? There's colleges that are $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year, $10,000 a year. And I'm going to break this to you. You can go get a darn job while you're going to school.
Right. Yes.
You don't need to come out with all kinds of college debt. You can work. We made it through, Glenn. You and I did.
Somehow we made it and then survived just fine.
What was his third point?
And save money.
What was his third point?
I got to go back here. It was didn't like San Francisco.
Oh, Obama. Obama. Yeah, so let's talk about that just for a second here. The growth rates from the bottom of the recession to the time he left were like something like 16%.
Total.
Which is half.
Adding all 8 years together.
Yes, which is less than half of the bottom end of a normal recovery out of a recession. And, the typical recovery is 3 to 4 times that amount, depending on the amount of damage that was done during a recession. So, so those are facts. Those are statistics that we just look at and say, hey, look, economic growth was 1% or 2% under Obama. Absolutely pitiful, considering we were coming out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. So,
right, and now with smaller government, or at least trying to get the smaller government, but lower regulation, tax cuts, putting more money, that's led to a 4.2. Yeah. This is a perfect segue, because what I'd love to talk about today is the Democrat platform.
So you believe this?
It doesn't take... But here's a funny thing.
Chucky Schumer and Harris, and they want to get rid of the tax cuts that are actually working.
Absolutely. But it doesn't take, a research analyst. It doesn't take, all you have to do is use common sense and open your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. When you look at the places where they have instituted, unabashed liberalism, where liberal ideals and progressive ideals have been unchallenged, in places like California, where they have the governor's office mansion, they have both houses of the legislature in California. Yeah. It's 100% Democrat control. The Republicans don't even have enough seats to stop them. What's happened? Well, places like San Francisco have happened.
Yes.
That's what's happened.
Tent
city. Raising minimum wages.
Yes.
Tent cities everywhere. Yeah. Needles in the street.
Now,
feces in the street.
Now,
highest poverty rate in the country.
The funny thing is, though, is that they run on the platform of income equality.
Right.
But yet the results are the biggest income inequality in the country. And
so
by the way, New York,
City.
Here we go. Let me read this.
Income inequality grows in New York City area. Again, ranking as one of the 100 most populous areas run by liberals, right?
Yep.
And again, is one of the highest areas of income inequality. New York, run by liberals. Miami, Florida, run by liberals.
That's right.
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Run by liberals. Los Angeles, California.
I mean, come on.
Philadelphia, run by liberals. So the results are just the opposite. And as you just pointed out, really doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Like, wow,
just
okay.
Common sense and opening your eyes and observing objectively to say, wait a minute now. Texas, lower taxes, right? Lower regulation. Just getting the government off the backs of the American worker, and look at the prosperity.
Yep.
And Texas is growing at millions of people per year. New York is losing a million or more.
And yes, the wealthy are getting wealthier in Texas, but so are the middle class.
That's right.
Unreal.
And the place where the middle class and are getting annihilated are places, California, right?
Yeah.
If you're middle class in California, you are clinging to just hang on there, right?
You now have the Beverly, what do they call it? The Beverly Girls or whatever, Beverly Hills Girls, right? Where they've all got their fine martinis and their $10 million homes. And then you've got the street over where people are crapping
in
the street.
Living in tents. You've got people living
on
the street. So San Francisco and California, you have the widest income disparity in the country.
Yep.
And these are the folks that want to talk about, what do they want to do? They want to do the same thing in California.
Kamala
Harris, who's going to run for president, said, we want this to be the model for America.
Yeah.
They're running on a platform of higher taxes, open borders, more regulations, all the things that got us exactly the worst recovery in history, and a 16% cumulative GDP growth rate over 8 years, versus what we're at now is full employment, under 4% unemployment, job participation rates at 40-year highs, black unemployment at all-time lows, right?
Love to see
a
run,
GDP over 4%. But I tell you, and this is the best part about this whole thing, right? All the Democrats had to do was not act insane.
That's right.
All they had to do.
That's right.
And they were likely, because normally in an off-cycle
election.
Yeah, you get
a shift. You get that momentum, right?
No matter what, right?
Yep.
You get a shift, and I don't think they're getting the shift now.
Just don't come across as being totally insane. Well,
they put that right
out the water.
And they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it.
That Kavanaugh case is going
to
bite him in the behind big time. Let's take a quick break. 3930 if you'd like to text us. If you want to hop on board, always an open mic session here. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. Again, 803-0930, *930. 930. 930 is the text board. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talking more about the left's plan to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. And they actually want to get rid of the tax cuts and then redistribute the money back to the poor people. Of course they do, right? And yeah, in the same article, or right next to it, income inequality grows in New York City. Go figure. We'll talk more. Again, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, GoMigo Financial Guys, News Radio 930 WBEN. All righty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. This is the place where money meets politics. Some housekeeping notes, by the way. If you need us throughout the week, 633-1515. If you think like us, you want to interview our team of investment professionals, and many of them certified, most all of them certified, really, but certified in different ways, and we work as a team. And it was funny, Friday, I didn't get out of the office until about 5:30, but somebody had met with our estate planning department, and Tom, and he's an estate planning attorney, and then we had to grab Mike Haflick, certified Social Security claiming strategist, and then we actually grabbed Brian Janik to talk about healthcare. So really cool stuff, and that's why we do work as a team. Of course, it's Medicare season. Don't drive all around town, folks. We have independent Medicare reps. We have a number of them, independent Medicare reps that can save you all kinds of time, energy, and effort. And more importantly than anything, they are educated on all the different options out there, and it will not cost you a penny more. So if you're interested in popping in for a free consultation, 633-1515. And our new millennial division, run by A.J. Witkowski, and there was a commercial there. He's got a networking group going on every month, and there is a group of you. There's a lot of millennials out there that are saving, that are proactive, they're doing the right thing. And if you want to get involved with AJ and some of the networking opportunities, and we have a millennial networking group in our office every month, call AJ, 633-1515. Be a part of it. You know, I said on the TV show this morning, you know, be a winner. I mean, you've got an opportunity at a young age. You're blessed with the power of time. And trust me, it goes by fast, and you know, you want to embrace it and be a winner, and that's a great opportunity to you know, network with other winners. So 633-1515 if you need him throughout the week. Before we go back, talking today about the plan of the left running their platform now is to repeal the Trump tax cuts, which seem to be that's working, right? Because we're growing at double the rate of Obama. And remember, Mr. Obama said, Trump has got some magic wand. I don't know if he's going to make that happen. Well, it is happening,
and
Mr.
it's not
Obama.
Magic. Like, that's
no,
the thing.
Not. And not rocket science at all.
I mean, look, and I hope that, you know, maybe there are some liberals listening that actually open their ears and can pay attention here. It's not like you have to be a brain surgeon. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. All you have to do is look at the places that have employed smaller government, more free market, places where the government has gotten off the backs of the American worker, places where they've allowed people to keep more of their own money. Those places are thriving.
Yep.
Places.
Middle class, by the way.
Thriving. Everyone's
middle
thriving.
Class
middle
is thriving.
Middle class, upper
right.
class. You know,
less
poor,
poor
becoming
people.
Less poor. This
that's
is wonderful.
That's
everything.
Right.
All good, right? You can't look at these places and say, well, see?
Yep.
But when you look at the liberal progressive policies that people like Kamala Harris want to institute, higher taxes, bigger government, all the same things that Obama did.
Yep.
The best part is that these liberals come out as if they have absolute amnesia. Like, there is no sense of, there's no timeline for liberals. The world started this morning in the liberal world because they're talking about fixing healthcare. You broke it. Like, you spent 8 years putting in Obamacare, which is an absolute disaster. And now you're out there saying, oh, the Republicans, they're trying to take health care. Like, we didn't break the system.
Right.
You broke the system.
You did.
You did, right?
You made it
now
more expensive.
Go back.
That's right.
But when you look at places where the exact policies that Obama did for 8 years, that Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to institute now, those are the places that have the highest income inequality, that are the filthiest places in the country, that you wouldn't want to send your kids walking down the street on there by themselves, that have the highest – California has the highest poverty rate in the country. One out of five people in California – 20%. 20% of their population is poor.
Yep.
Now, part of it is because they just open their borders and let them, you know.
But by the way, not always like that, right?
That.
So you can't come.
No,
you can't
not,
look
no.
back in time and say, "Well, look at
this
California
has
always
Ronald
been
Reagan.
Like that." Yes, that's
this
right.
is a state that gave us Ronald Reagan as president, who was governor of California. No, California was a very conservative at one point and neutral, and the liberals have destroyed it, and it's sad. it, you know, when you look at San Francisco or L.A. or any of the major cities, those two in particular, what you find is you find the very, 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 very rich, you know, oligarch-type class that is the Mark Zuckerbergs that buy up the entire block, build a giant fence around that block, and then tell you that we should have open borders while he's building his wall.
And love the cheap labor, right? Come on over. You can be a programmer for me at $5 an hour. And, and you can mow my lawn at $5 an hour. Hey, Glenn, hold that thought. Right. I want to bring in Dave DiPietro because I asked Dave to call in. And Mr. DiPietro, how are you, sir?
How are you guys? I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I wanted you to talk a little bit about, I just saw your name attached to this fundraiser, and Steve Bannon was supposed to be out in East Aurora next week, but apparently that got canceled, right? And I don't know if
we were hoping to interview some protesters. I got the equipment.
Well, I got a good story about that, too, but go ahead.
So tell us about what happened. I mean, tell us about what was going on out in East Aurora, and then why is it being canceled?
Well, Bannon was coming in. He's going doing a whirlwind tour of the 25. He's running Get Out the Vote for 25 congressional districts that are in play, the big 25, they call them. All right, so he decided to do a whirlwind tour. He's going to try and hit two a day and go out and drum up vote, get the red vote out. Well, the day he was coming in happened to be a day, you know, where I have a fundraiser, and so we were asked to host it. You know, he's going to do a Get Out the Vote rally, and then can you come over to yours? I'm like, sure. You know, we're at the Roycroft. I have it there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Place. And as soon as we let that out, it went ballistic, as you know. I got called from the Roycroft to come talk about it, and the two people down there that run the Roycroft, who are really good people, Martha Doggett and Dan Garvey, we sat down, and even while we were sitting down talking about this and trying to figure a way, they were getting threats to the Roycroft.
That, see, I don't believe that, Dave. These people are loving, all-inclusive. There's no way.
To be sending flowers and candy.
Yeah.
It wasn't the red, and it wasn't the Republicans that were threatening the Roycroft, as you know.
Boy, I'm shocked by that.
You know, and I had some people call out and say, Dave, you're lying. You're the one making this up. And I'm like...
Yeah, you want to hurt your own fundraiser.
All right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. So you canceled it out of respect for them, right? Is that, I mean, out of respect for the Roycroft and just so they didn't cause any issues there?
The Roycroft is in my hometown. My mom used to work there. I've done, as mayor, I helped with many projects. I still do. It's revered in our family. We've had a lot of functions there over the years. It's an icon. And there was no way I was going to let something, you know, when people are threatening to burn down a historic building, okay, I was like, there's no way I'm going to let that happen.
Burn down, loving left. Boy, they want to burn down the place. Loving, all-inclusive left. These are the these people are mentally ill, man. They are mentally ill.
We've got a pretty scary place in this country now where you can't even hold a fundraiser without the threat of somebody burning down the building.
Could you imagine, by the way, the opposite? You know, that never happens. Not that I hear of. I don't hear any conservatives saying, okay, we're going to burn down the place that Hillary Clinton's at.
No. Well, let me tell you a good story I heard this morning. Okay, I get a phone call. A lady I know. Her friend calls her up. She's got two little kids and says, can you babysit my kids today? And she says, sure, I can. I don't have a problem. I was going to do something, but it's not important. I'll come over. Okay. So she goes over to the house, and so she's there. And the girl's grandmother was going to babysit the kids. And she said she couldn't do it yesterday. She had something to do. Well, when my friend went over there to babysit, okay, she found out that her friend's mother couldn't babysit because she was going to work a phone bank, get this, a phone bank with volunteers for my opponent, Luke Wachensky, to call people to picket the Roycroft.
They love business, too.
They love business, yeah. An independent business just trying to make a living,
right?
The best
part is, they on the one hand, they try to shut the businesses down.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they always seem to want to give those businesses advice on how to do business more neutrally so they can be better off. It's an interesting dichotomy.
Yep, and if you're fortunate enough to just, you know, register as a Democrat, sometimes you can get a lot of money.
That's right.
Go ask Elon Musk.
How big of a degenerate do you have to be to call people in East Aurora, where that is revered, and tell East Aurora people to picket the Roy Club.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave, it's very degenerate, yep, to answer your question, number one. But to say this is that, again, we said this before you came on, that all these folks had to do was not be nuts. That's all they had to do.
That's right.
Not be insane.
That's right.
And
they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it.
And they take over Congress, and they couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
They can't not be insane. And this, right, stuff like, now if you're the one getting that phone call, right, I don't care if you're left, right, center, most people, to be honest, are pretty non-political, right? I think,
yeah,
you see that in the poll. When only half the country or less show up to actually vote, you know, I think that most people just kind of go through their life, they just kind of are floating out there and they don't even pay attention. If you're getting that call saying go boycott the Roy Crop because somebody wants a fundraiser, what kind of impression do you have of the person or the party making? I would answer that phone call and be like, why?
Hey, Dave, can you stick with us for a few more minutes here?
Sure.
You mind sticking with us? Sorry. We got Darren in Buffalo. I promise we're going to get to you after the break here. And Mr. DiPietro is going to stay on hold with us here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be back. All righty. Thanks for tuning in. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, 1 to 3 each and every Saturday, the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515. And, of course, our bread and butter, retirement planning. And I'll tell you, a lot of folks have been coming in, you know, some breaking news with your 401k. If you are a 401k participant and you're 59 years and a half or older, you may have the ability to roll that out. And that gives you a lot more investment options. There's things you have to consider before you do that. But if you're 59 and a half and still involved in a 401k plan, use our team as a resource, 633-1515. We might be able to open you up to a whole new world of investment opportunities as opposed to some of the ones that might be just limited. So, again, 633-1515. And, of course, during the break, I heard TFG Academy. If you are interested in attending some of our breakout workshops every month, we do different topics. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, to register. Click on TFG Academy. You can register right on the website. Cybersecurity. This coming week, we're going to be talking about life insurance. And if you have policies, you know what to be careful of, what to look for. So use our team as a resource. Again, 633-1515. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and our website, thefinancialguys.com. Let's go back to Dave DiPietro quick. And we got Darren in Buffalo. I promise you're up on deck here. Dave, I didn't want to keep you all day. Just wanted to make sure we got the word out there. You're still doing a fundraiser, though, there, right? Wednesday? Is that okay to plug that?
No, I'm actually, here's the thing. I'm doing it on Thursday. That's the date.
That's what I thought.
Thursday the 25th.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's in my calendar, Dave.
Okay. Yep, Thursday the 25th. But on Wednesday, Bannon is coming in to Buffalo. He's coming to the Jamison Road Fire Hall in Elma. They are going to host the Get Out the Vote rally.
That's funny because somebody texted in and said, tell Dave DiPietro they should reschedule a fundraiser at a fire hall. I'm sure there's many people that would love to attend. So he will be there Wednesday.
Poland Cars isn't shutting the roads down again, is he?
This is,
watch out for that.
Yeah,
you might want to call the county, Dave, just make sure there's no road construction.
Yeah,
for that
they don't actually fix any of the roads until there's a right. GOP fundraiser somewhere. And then
have to fix all of them around the fire hall at the same time. We've got to do this right now.
And you have to shut all sides of the roads off, not just the road you're fixing. Anything in the you know, right within the mile or two of actually trying to attempt to fix that road.
Yeah, so the Jamison Road Fire Hall is going to be hosting the rally, and I know what I heard today. You have to get tickets online.
Okay.
Okay. They're free.
Where do you go online to do that?
Register.
Where do you go online to do that, Dave?
Eventbrite. Eventbrite or I think Mike Caputo's website right now, and there'll be more, but I think that's where you have to give them your name and address and your email, but that's what they're free, but they we have to register and get a ticket.
Gotcha.
All right, we got to go there and interview some of the folks outside of that.
Yeah, for sure.
To do that.
Okay, cool. So I'll try to find out what that link is. If you find out for sure if that's right, then I'll just link it to our webpage at financialguys.com so people can grab tickets. And like you said, it's free. So all I got to do is put your name and an email address in. Unlike your Democrat fundraiser where you have to put also your credit card information in as well, right? And usually though. Okay.
That's a joke. Hey, Dave, I don't want to keep you all day. I know you're really busy. Is there a website we can plug for you for helping us out? And actually, by the way, being really one of the only politicians, Republican or Democrat, that consistently reaches out to the media and says, let me tell you my side of the story, right? I mean, folks like Brian Higgins have been hiding from us for years. Pulling Cars on Twitter, he's a tough guy. And he'll come on anytime, but then when we actually call his office the next day, he just forgets to call back. Sounds a lot like Cuomo, by the way. I heard during the break that he doesn't think it's beneficial to debate Molinaro. Well, of course not, right?
No.
Right.
Why would the taxpayers really want an opportunity to see
why would the folks across New York State want to see that? No, that wouldn't benefit anybody. These guys are such scum.
No, it's amazing.
You can get me at DPHO for you, FORYOU, DPHO for you. And just tell your folks at the fire hall, it's going to be a really nice event. I think people are saying they want to protest it. And I just tell people jobs, not mobs. That's what we're running on.
Jobs. The three-letter word. Jobs.
That magical three-letter word.
All right. Well, we will be there Wednesday and Thursday, buddy. So we appreciate you calling in, and we'll let you get back to your family.
Hey, have a great weekend, Dave.
Okay, you guys.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right,
We have to – somebody hangs up. You're cue to call in, by the way. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. I'm just going to read a quick text here. I agree.
The top one's the best.
There's something just not right about you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. That's my wife's.
wait a minute. I recognize that number.
That's Amy's cell phone. I agree. If they had been insane, they may have. If they had not been insane, they may have had a blue wave. And if Obama had just played golf for 8 years, the economy would have boomed. And he would have been called a genius. That's absolutely 1,000% correct. Had he just golfed, I'm sure we would have criticized him for it. But he would have had a lot more growth in the economy. There's no doubt that economy – that we should have had screaming numbers. 5-6% economic growth after all the damage that was done.
The only reason we had 16 is because the Fed basically kept rates at zero. Think about this. The Fed had to work so hard to keep rates at zero.
Yep.
They had to do things like QE1,
yep.
QE2, QE with the twist, yep. Right? They were pumping liquidity in the market because the economic policy coming out of the White House, the fiscal policy, was so bad and so wrong the Fed couldn't increase rates.
We'll give you money for free.
For free. The Fed could not increase rates not one time in 8 years. They've done it six times now. They're on their way to seven by December, right? Yeah. In just the first 2 years of the Trump administration. Why? Because Trump has the right economic fiscal policy on the other side.
And even with, by the way, even with the rate increases, because we've got good – we've got tax cuts that are soaking their way through the economy, less regulations, the economy still growing at double the rate of return. I wish they would just back off a little bit and let these rates sort of soak in and let the economy sort of recover. We've got the potential to be growing at 5-6%. We're growing at 4%.
Right.
A big part of that is the Fed now increasing rates to try to slow things down a little bit.
No doubt. But we're doing it with six interest rate increases. We're still growing at 4.2%, which is amazing. Here's where they fail. And I think this is really more Republicans than it is President Trump. And that's on the budget deficit.
Yep.
$779 billion fiscal deficit for 2018. It's just we are in the private sector dying for employees, right?
Yep.
You're finally seeing
no better time to cut the size of government. None.
I'll tell you what. What's a big risk for this economy is if they don't start cutting the size of government, the big risk is going to be wage inflation.
Yep.
I think that's something that the Fed is going to be very concerned about and watching very closely, and that is how fast wages rise, because that also is a good thing on the one hand, but if it rises too fast, that's too much pressure for business.
And the labor market.
And it stifles supply, right? And then, of course, that hurts the whole economy. So
No reason for it, by the way. Zero reason for it. When you have 40 million people on food stamps and non-essential government workers, but yet we have a shortage of plumbers, electricians, welders. I mean, get these people off the non-essential part of the workload and put them into the essential part. That's what I say.
Somehow the government was able to operate on half of the budget just 10 years ago.
Half.
staff.
Yeah. And by the way, not one shovel-ready project can I actually see that was completed with all that spending. Not one. Right? Remember Obama? Oh, shovel-ready. We got to get
well,
this.
Well, wasn't the shovel-ready as we thought.
No. I mean, there was a bunch of websites that just went bust, and a bunch of insurance companies that went out of business. Bunch of insurance companies that were allowed to spend hundreds of millions of our dollars, but yet not market themselves. Genius.
Only a liberal can put that together.
No,
only
you could.
Only a liberal could give billions of dollars away to private enterprise or quasi-private to get these collectives set up, and then not let them tell anybody about the business. That's the liberal mindset when it comes to running a business.
We're going to give you the money for this company, but can't tell anybody about it.
Tell anybody.
Let's. Darren's been patiently waiting here. Let's sneak him in. Darren in Buffalo, how are you, sir? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well. And you guys?
Oh, great. I appreciate you being patient.
My comment comes in basically from the simple fact that you're shifting between the term liberal and leftist, but actually just saying the left.
Okay.
Just in your recent conversation right now, talking about, you know, shovel-ready jobs and the rest of it, that's truly just a concept of the left. It's the socialism / communist / equality for all, tear down all the barriers, but at the same point, build all these classifications of people so we can pit them against each other and, you know, give them special rights, which ticks off the other group, and round and round about that we keep getting. And, you know, the idea of shutting down the Roycroft just because we're mad at the ideas. Most liberals, even though I'm not a liberal, are still for free speech.
Yeah, true. Right.
A lot of things that we kind of find common ground with them. But they do like a larger government because they don't feel that information is fully flowing freely to all people. So they need an oversight, and they're progressive. They're moving towards a goal, where I see the left with no goal except for how they can line their pockets or grab power or, you know, just stir the pot so they can have somebody that votes for them.
I don't disagree with that, but let me add this because I think this is important. Progressivism is a horrendous way to go, and I think people misuse that term to say, well, they're moving towards, you know, they're making progress. The progressive liberals, leftists, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same to me, to be honest with you. I mean, I call those folks Democrats. I still have a few friends that I consider Democrats, but they look a lot more like Republicans, to be honest with you. When I talk to them, they're still registered Democrat. They may still vote Democrat. But when we have conversations, and I always say at the end of those conversations, I'm like, you are basically a conservative Republican, and you don't even realize it. You can label yourself as a Democrat, but you are just like kind of a middle-of-the-road Republican.
That's right.
Well, I would call a rhino, right, or
something
like that.
They see the bloated parts of the government, right, the massive amounts of welfare that they're furious over.
But when these liberals say I'm a progressive liberal, or I'm a liberal that wants, you know, I believe in progressivism, that is not, you know, that's just you're progressing towards socialism is where you're going. And that's not a great thing either. So, you know, whether it's liberal, whether it's leftist, you're right. You're absolutely right. And and for the most part, sadly, the leftists are now starting to become the mainstream part of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, they're certainly the most vocal part of that party,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
No doubt. No, they drive
not
it.
Not that there's not fringe on the right, and sadly there was an incident, I think it was in Florida just this past week, where, you know, they were yelling obscenities at Nancy Pelosi. And that's not right either.
Nope.
Now, the difference is Nancy Pelosi was going into a campaign event, not having dinner with her husband and kids at a restaurant somewhere. But it's still not right.
I'll tell you what, it makes us look bad as
conservatives and Republicans in general.
No doubt about that. I would say, though, this, that the left has continued to push the right, and at some point the right is going to fight back, right?
I agree.
I mean, there's only so many times where, you know, these leftists can go in and attack people in restaurants and attack people at their homes before the right says, you know, enough is enough. It's time for us to play the ball a little bit here, too. Yeah. Hey, Darren, thanks for the call. But do you have any last-minute comments here?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing I just wanted to point out is that there was a Christian apologist that stated that we went through the Industrial Revolution, we went through the Information Age, and now we're in an age where we're fighting for definitions, where we don't know what anything means anymore. Marriage doesn't mean the same thing. Man doesn't mean the same thing. Woman doesn't mean the same thing. And so when we keep looking at, you know, at people and trying to categorize them, it's this odd mismatch of what we have. If we don't understand what we actually understand or believe, then how can we explain that to anybody else?
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with a fun quote. This is from Ronald Reagan, since you brought up California and Governor Reagan. Socialism only works in two places, heaven where they don't need it and hell where they already have it.
Oh, man. You're like the best caller
ever.
Great
call, Darren. Don't be a stranger to the show, buddy.
Please don't be a stranger. That's fantastic.
All right.
Perfect way to end it.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. Hop on board 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. Again, 803-0930. *930. Do not wait to the end of the show, folks. Every week, 3:30. I'm sorry, 2:30. The phone line's packed. You get packed and we don't get to everybody. 803-0930*930. Need us throughout the week. We do manage money for a living. We have a lot of fun with the show, but Monday through Friday, we're helping people with their retirement plans. 633-1515. We have a number, and I would say probably the biggest and largest group of independent Medicare reps in Western New York. There to help you, and it is the season for Medicare. Make sure you make the right decision with that. We have independent experts. They are what's called AHIP certified, which means they've gone through the training. They understand all the bells and whistles that you need to look at. They understand all the different insurance companies out there and have access to them. So use our team as a resource if you'd like a free consultation, 633-1515. We do have Medicare Mondays, by the way. This Monday is completely booked. It's actually overbooked. We actually had to bring in a few seats on Friday.
So get there early because, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. But, the last one's in. Have to stand. No. We got extra chairs.
We're rolling people to the following Monday, and that is going to fill up as well. So 633-1515. You can actually go to our website as well and register for that online. But use our team as a resource. You want to just come in on a Monday and educate yourself? Okay, Monday's 12 to 1 every Monday. We're doing Medicare Monday Madness, and we'll educate you. If you'd like to just pop in for a free consultation, 633-1515. And whether it's certified, we've got certified Social Security claiming strategists. You need help with your Social Security, college planning, estate planning. We have an estate planning attorney right in the office. If you don't have your wills and your health care proxies and that kind of stuff up, updated. Again, 633-1515. All right, real quick break. 803-0930*930. We'll be back right here on News Radio 930 WBN. Alrighty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930*930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. And of course, the text line 3930. And you know, somebody texted in, it wasn't the right that attacked Nancy Pelosi. And I don't disagree with that, to be honest with you. I would not put it past, you know, some of these left-wing organizations to hire some people to make it look at those nasty right-wingers. They're back out there. Don't put it past them for a second.
No,
do
I don't
not.
Put it past them, but the Cubans are on the right. I mean, just so everyone's aware, you know, the folks in Miami that are from Cuba and those that are second, third generation, the Cubans are solidly a Republican
yep.
bloc.
Yep, they no get it. They get what socialism has done to their country.
They lived it, absolutely.
Yeah. They actually floated over in shark-infested water to get away from it.
And sadly, many of them still have family in Cuba, just like many of them have family in Venezuela.
Well, yes.
We had the fortunate opportunity to speak at that or do a live broadcast on the Cigar Festival a couple weeks ago. And,
yep.
You know, we got the chance to meet a young man, an entrepreneur from Dominican Republic, and, you know, he's got family and friends that are in Venezuela, and he, you know, told us firsthand how bad things are. So, but nevertheless, whether it's a fringe right or maybe it's a setup on the left.
It's not right.
It's not good. It doesn't make anybody look good. And I don't think it's right for the Democrats to certainly have to do it, but they're doing it on a regular basis. In fact, just this week again, Mitch McConnell was out with his wife and his family. Yeah. And there's a big difference between, you know, you protesters that want to show up at the Bannon event or whatever, that's fine.
Sure.
It's a political event.
Yep.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah,
you want to go out and
when he's out having dinner with his family, leave him alone.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, that's just disgraceful, to be honest with you. So, you know, you might want to say something and walk past and say, I don't like your politics, whatever. Yeah. But
even that.
They're having dinner with their family. Leave them alone. Come on.
Leave them alone. You don't like them.
You
don't like them, you run against them, right?
You can do that.
You can run against them. You can commit your time and energy to make phone calls and hand out flyers and do whatever you can.
But,
you know, it matters. Voting matters. And at the end of the day, that's the way you beat people. You beat them at the voting box.
But the thing is, the Democrats have to shout the other side down because they don't have the intellectual argument to beat them.
Well, most of them don't even know why they're there, Glenn. I mean, they don't even know. You look at some of these Occupy Wall Street. We've been out there to interview these people.
Some
of them haven't even been paid. They didn't even know why they were there. I mean, we interview it, and it's the same group, you know, it's the same folks that just get recirculated. It's the same 30 people.
They're the victims.
That's right.
They're sitting home being told by Democrats, Democrats that they're victims, but and believing it. That's the sad thing is the Democrats are taking away the lifeblood of individuals by constantly labeling them as you can't get ahead. It's not your fault.
Yep.
You can't do it. It's the world's against you. You're in this class, this color, this race, this ethnicity,
that's
or whatever
right.
it is, and because of that, you can't get ahead.
Yep.
On the flip side, the Republicans are saying, you know what? There's an opportunity for everybody in this country. Go out and get a job, get educated, pull up yourself by your bootstraps. The only country in the world that you can go from absolute poverty to a billionaire in a matter of one generation or in your life, mm-hmm. in the span of your lifetime. That's unbelievable. What the Republicans are doing with their platform, and I don't say the Republicans, I shouldn't say that.
I was going to say
President Trump.
Yes.
Because
some of the Republicans, some of the Republicans are saying all that, and then they get into office and do just
that's
the opposite. Right.
So, yeah, let me rephrase that.
Right.
You know,
we don't need this energy department. Ooh, this is a good job.
Oh, hey, I wasn't aware of all the things that they did. Really? Because you ran the largest energy state outside of Alaska, Governor Perry. I'm just saying.
Did the $20,000 paycheck get deposited into my bank account this month?
Right.
Oh, it did.
Okay. Oh, well, suddenly we like it.
Yeah, this is all right.
President Trump's platform of lower regulation, lowering taxes, you know, the supply side economics that Reagan, you know, employed, it's working and it works. What they're failing at is on the budget side. So
yep.
the part of conservative platform is smaller government, lower regulation. But we're not getting the smaller government. So
yeah.
we're getting the lower regulation. But when I see that the government had the largest deficit since 2012, like
crazy.
That's a big problem.
Yeah,
right?
it is
like,
a big problem.
Guys.
Yep. And you know, one of the things the Republicans have consistently done is said, well, you know what? We're going to address one thing at a time. Well, you don't have that type of time. Right.
Right.
They're not, you know, they voted you in and they're not giving you 18 years to figure it out. Right. You got two. If you're lucky, you got four. You got 2 years. Yeah. OK. You did the right. You got some tax cuts through. You got rid of some regulations and a lot of regulations, actually, that were all tax increases. Love it. But you also have to parlay that with smaller government, all the waste that's out there, cut across the board. And by the way, if you need to shut the government down, do it. That's okay. Just don't pay these people. If they're non-essential workers, don't say, you can take 6 weeks off. We'll negotiate it later and come back and we'll write you a check. You know, play hardball. Play it the right way. The country depends on it. You can't go 50. What's the number? What do you go, 50, 60 trillion in debt? You know, 100 trillion? What's that
right.
number, right? What's
right.
the number where we now go, wow, we can't pay it back?
As interest rates rise, and, you know, we talked about, you know, last week we had the A-team on, right? We had Paul Meeks from, now he's from the Financial Guys. He's from the Independent Solutions Investment Committee. So he's an investment advisor underneath Independent Solutions. He's also a CFA. We had John Thur. He's also a CFA. Dave Mariocker, Dan Neiman, Chief Investment Officer for Independent Solutions. All these, you know, the brain trust looking at, you know, what's going on and what's the biggest fear. And you know, you look at the jump in interest rates, and that's going to affect the national debt and hurt us from a budgetary standpoint in a substantial way if they don't cut part of the government and cut of the spending. Because, you know, it's not so much that the Fed just raised, you know, the short end rates by another quarter point. It's that the long end of the, you know, the 10-year Treasury jumped substantially, which really precipitated a big part of that sell-off, which was, you know, something we talked about last week with our investment committee. But that's going to have a big impact when it comes to not only, you know, mortgages and home ownership and things
yep.
like that. It
yep.
has an impact.
Auto loans, everything. That's right.
Auto loans, everything. But when we have a huge bill we have to pay that's called the interest rate on our own debt
yeah.
we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And so if that goes up, you know, it's going to be very difficult for the federal government to make those payments, and the money's going to have to come from somewhere
yeah.
else.
It's not exactly a, you know, a $300 auto payment. It's...
That's
it's
right.
trillions. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
$20 trillion that we owe.
Let me just read this text. I admire having respect for his hometown in regards to Dave DiPietro and the Roykoff, but they should not have canceled that. Well, you know what? It's easier said than done. You know, Dave has a lot
yeah,
of respect for his hometown sure. and the Roycroft, and he's being respectful to the Roycroft. The Roycroft, whoever owns that, they're business owners, right? And they've
got,
and Dave, out of respect for them, is saying, you know what? Look, I'm not going to put you through that. It's a shame that
it's
we're
not
at
worth
this.
The risk.
Yeah. I mean, look, what's a shame of it is we don't even know the political views of the Roycroft, right? Nobody, but you've got business owners that are now losing business because of these left-wing nut jobs. And you pointed out before, and rightfully so, the right has got to be careful that we don't get caught up in that mess. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Be adults. They did it during the Kavanaugh hearings. They said, okay, we'll let her speak. We'll let her, you know.
The best thing they did, I think.
We'll let Mrs. Ford, you know, step up and do what she's got to do. And I did. I do think they won that. They made him look foolish. They made him look
no
foolish.
Doubt.
No proof. By the way, Stormy Daniels this week's got to pay for Trump's
best.
Attorney.
That is Carmageddon.
Awesome.
I mean, there is a mystical force called karma.
Yeah.
That is really the best thing in the world. I mean,
did they dismiss it, they said, this is so foolish and ridiculous. And that's, by the way, that's why we need tort reform, is that attorneys should be paying part of the bill as well. So
that's right. Only President Trump could get the porn star to pay him. Only in the world of Trump, and that's just got to make.
We're going to talk about a money maker. Talk about a money maker.
Getting back to the Roycroft for a second, and I understand the philosophy, and I understand the viewpoint of, well, just let some win.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when they call in a bomb threat to a school.
You
have to evacuate the school, right?
You can't
say, well, but see, they got the result that they wanted. You let them win. It's some things are just simply not worth the risk. Sadly, I hope that the police are investigating. Come on. In the day of caller ID, I mean, we get calls to the office every now and again. It's really easy to do a Google reverse search and go, by the way, here's where he lives.
We've called him back before. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Is this Robert? It is Robert. No kidding.
Yeah.
You just left a Weasley message with my assistant, who's 23 years old and has.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I hope that they're able to trace this back and find him and prosecute him, and that's the way to win, right?
Yeah.
You do the safe thing while you have to, you do the respect thing when you have to, and then the police have to do the full court press to find these creeps and put them behind bars or whatever, prosecute them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Kevin and Pendleton. You're up on deck first. 803-0930-930. I promise we'll pound through your phone calls, so make sure you line them up again. 803-0930-930. Zero on a cell phone. TFG Academy, by the way, if you want to attend some of our breakout sessions right at our office, noon to one. We typically do two a month. It could be retirement planning. It could be Social Security planning, estate planning. I know Social Security planning is up on deck. We've got understanding life insurance. If you own life insurance, really important, by the way, if you own life insurance, to not blow it off and understand what you own, because some of these policies that were purchased in the 80s and 90s under different interest rates, different rules, got to be careful. So I would encourage you to go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and check out TFG Academy and start to register for some of the stuff. Medicare season, we have a bunch of independent Medicare reps, and of course, retirement planning. If you think like us, use us as a resource, 633-1515. Real quick break, and we'll come back to your calls and questions here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
It's the Financial Guys radio program.
Well, what the heck is that?
It's Glenn Wiggle.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mike Lomas.
Oh, would you look at that? Look at that. Look at that.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free 1-800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. This is the place where money meets politics, and a lot of fun with this show, folks. We do manage money for a living. Actually, 2:30 to 3, by the way, we're going to be talking about nursing homes, and Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions will be in studio with us. So if you have questions about it, you got a loved one who's potentially going into a nursing home, just concerned about it, great opportunity. Line up your calls. She's great, and she will do her best to navigate you through the world of putting somebody in a nursing home, which is never fun. So if you want to hop on board here, though, and it's an open mics discussion up until 2:30, 803-0930-930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And we've sort of been trying to talk about the Democrats want to repeal Trump's tax cuts and replace them with payouts for the poor. Yeah, because we haven't tried that before. No, we never. The proposals would get rid of the tax cuts because those haven't worked. Oh, wait a minute, they actually have economic growth at double the rate of their buddy, Mr. Obama. In turn, they want to funnel that money into government-guaranteed cash for low- and middle-income households.
Right. They don't want to lower the deficit with it.
No.
They don't want to take that money and maybe pay down the debt. No. They want to spend it. They want to take more of your money, and they want to spend it. The funny thing is that by actually lowering taxes,
we brought in more. Treasury, we brought in more.
An increase in tax revenue. Yeah. That's, by the way, is called the Laffer curve. He won a Nobel prize based on that, and you should probably look that up.
Laffer curve. Study it.
Worth it.
Yes.
Understand.
Yeah. Lower taxes, more revenue, but still not enough to cover the spending out there. I remember Mr. Obama said, "Well, we need to stimulate the economy, so we just need a big budget for a year or two to get things going," and that didn't work out real well. But budget never went away.
No, and that's what Democrats think. You got Nancy Pelosi out there during the crisis going, you know, actually unemployment is the best economic stimulus.
That's the best thing we could do.
No. Nancy, every single study has shown that the longer you extend unemployment, the longer people will stay.
How about a job, Nance? How about a job?
Miraculously, they find work in the last week or month that their unemployment is about to run out. And it's no mystery either that once the Republicans did take back the House, they did change the unemployment rules. They did bring it back from 2 years down to whatever it is now. And as a result, people went back to work
miraculously.
So, again, you don't have to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist or a financial guru or a chartered financial analyst. You could just very simply look at cause and effect. Right?
Yes.
You can look at common sense and say, we tried this. Like if I stick my hand in an oven, I get burned, right? So I learn over time by cause and effect. If I stick my hand in fire, my hand gets burned. And so you can very directly tie that. Not everything you can tie directly. There are certainly other factors, but some things you can tie directly.
If you stick your hand out in New York State, you get benefits.
That's right. If you don't keep your hand on your wallet, however, you succumb to the vampire state, which, by the way, a great, you know, considering
Halloween, I love that.
Great tweet. We will start to work that into our lexicon here since it's Halloween time. It is definitely the vampire state.
Dave and Tonawanda. Hey, guys, since it's Halloween time, can we refer to New York State as the vampire state, sucking every ounce of blood they can?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Somebody sent a message. I'm sure a lot of folks have seen this, but it's like, leaving New York so soon? Why? Did we not tax you enough?
That's right.
I love
that. Exactly. Yeah, but the funny thing is, and that's not even that funny, but Democrats must know at the heart of it, if they're honest, that lowering taxes and tax credits attract business. Because in New York State, they've got tax credit programs left, right, and center.
Yeah, but not the right business, Glenn. The right business is the solar panel business. That's the right business.
But even some of the programs like the Buffalo Billion, where if you put your whatever business you want next to UB or something, you get
tax credits.
Credit. So if they
they had the historic tax credits down in the city of Buffalo that helped refurbish some of those old buildings.
So if they're promoting tax cuts as a way to drive business, then why can't they just do that across the board? Well, it takes away their powers.
Yes.
Because Governor Cuomo.
Then they don't get to decide who gets
it. I'm considering fracking or windmills, but I'm going to have to study this for a while.
Fracking has created trillions and trillions of dollars worth of worth and money and income and jobs for people, and windmills don't seem to actually work. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Over in the socialist wing of the Democrat Party, which is a big chunk of it now, this is the gift that keeps on giving here. Democrat socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls global warming an existential threat and suggests that we combat it the same way we defeated the Nazis in World War II. By what? Gearing up our industrial manufacturing and carpet bombing Europe? Wow.
Cranking up the steel plants, right? She's priceless. They asked her how she was going to pay for all this stuff. She goes, I don't know. We just pass it first and figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
You're a real prize. Wow. What a mental midget. Let's go. We're going to pound through the phone lines here. I promise. We'll even skip the break if we need to. Let's go to Kevin in Pendleton. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, whomever coined the phrase that the president used in the rally the other day, which was Republicans create jobs, Democrats mobs, is really a genius. And that will determine this midterm elections. Because you know what? If the economy was really doing bad, it might have been something that would have worked to the favor of the left?
Well, the left, even with the economy doing better, had they not just come across as nut jobs? I will say the one thing that's going to hurt the Republican Party is the fact that they continue to run on the platform of lower expenses and just can never seem to do that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's very aggravating, very, very, very aggravating to continue to give these people money based on smaller government, and yet they can never seem to actually make it smaller.
And the thing is, they say it right to their – every 2 years these folks run in Congress. Not the Senate's every six, but Congress is – you know, the lower house is every 2 years. And every 2 years they come out and say, we have to lower the government spending and close these deficits and attack the debt. And then they get right back in. Yep. They vote for every single budget increase.
Yep.
Every one of them. Every continuing spending resolution, every budget. They vote for every one of them. Never do they say, you know what, I'm digging my heels in.
Yeah.
We've got to cut back. There are so many agencies you could take a chainsaw to. Let's start with the Department of Energy. Let's go to the Department of Education. Why do we even have a Department of Education? It's failing miserably. And I hate to say it, but the secretary is out there, you know, kissing babies like she thinks she's another first lady. Like, she's done nothing. She got the job, clearly, because she's politically connected.
Yeah.
And she's done nothing with it. Not a single cut, to my knowledge.
Yep.
Sad.
More reason, guys, myself and millions of others, and not Republicans either, because these guys always say, you know, I'm not like the Democrats. We're not like the other guy. But you know what? You campaign that you're not, but then when you get into
Well, remember, and not to beat up on Collins, but Collins was on this show saying, oh, you guys are just crazy. You just want to shut down the government. Yeah, well, if need
that's
be.
What it takes.
That's what it needs. I mean, I certainly don't want to go $40 trillion in debt. I don't want to go $80 trillion in debt. There's going to be a number where it's too big.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, Ben.
All right, man. We'll see you. Hopefully, we'll see you out Wednesday.
Yep.
I think it's Charlie in Hamburg. It's getting cut off. Charlie, how are you? Thanks for holding.
Hi, thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you guys. Just a quick question I'd like you guys to comment on. With the big budget deficit, we start hearing talk about, trimming back on entitlements. Whatever happened to the talk we used to hear all the time about stopping Congress from raiding the Social Security Trust Fund?
Yeah, well, that was when Democrats were in charge. See, then it was a big issue to raid the Social Security Trust Fund. Now the Republicans doing the spending, it's all sunshine and roses. You're right on, Charlie.
Yep.
You're absolutely right on. We need welfare reform in this country really, really bad, because for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's gotten out of control, right? During Obama, we basically doubled the amount of spending. Things that were supposed to be a safety net are not only a hammock, they're the best bed you can buy. I mean, you're talking about, you can go and get an Obama phone, 4, 5, 6 of them if you want. Hand them out to all your friends. No big deal. These are things that are not, we've got to get back to, helping people that need the help,
yep.
Not helping people that want the help.
Right.
Because there's way too many people that are sitting home with their hand out going, you know what? I make more money. Think about New York State. You make $40,000+ equivalent on welfare than going to get a job. What's the incentive to work?
Unfortunately, the people who are actually disabled can't get the resources
exactly.
that they truly need.
That's right.
That's a
That's
shame
exactly
of it.
Right.
Able-bodied people, 40 million people on food stamps, many of them able-bodied people, yet we have a shortage of – I read an article the other day. I think I sent it to you, Glenn. There's a shortage of bus drivers around town here.
There's a
shortage of bus drivers, shortage of electricians, shortage of guess what? It doesn't take 13 years of training to drive a bus. It doesn't take 13 years of training to get your CDL license.
Yeah, you don't need a college, bachelor's or master's or things like that. You're totally right. And this is where it becomes, when you look at, the both sides in Congress and both sides in Washington, neither have any incentive now to want to cut anything.
Yep.
The Social Security Trust Fund would not have to even be touched. We wouldn't have to divert any of that revenue at all if they cut these other departments.
Yeah.
Get rid of – Rick Perry ran on a platform – of cutting three government agencies.
The energy department, the educational department.
And the
third, kidding me?
I can't remember. Right?
They should all be dismantled. And yet they get in office, but now they get the $200,000 job with the $90,000 pension and the great health care, and everything's good.
They asked him that when he was in front of Congress and he was going through the approval process when they were confirming all these different secretaries.
Yeah.
And they said to him, you basically said you would shut down the agencies. Response was, well, that was before I really understood all the good things that the energy department
You're in Texas.
Said.
I do not know that.
Crap. And that's the thing. Rick Perry,
Rick, you need the job. Rick needs the job. Rick needs the money, and he's addicted to the cash flow, just like the left is. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. We gotta let you go. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger to the show, Charlie. Are we blowing this break off? Let's blow this break off. 803-0930-930. We're going to spend the last half hour, by the way, Roxanne Sorensen. We're going to talk about nursing homes and protecting your money and passing your money on, getting into nursing homes, all questions with a loved one that might be placed in a home, what to do, what not to do. Okay, so line up your calls for her. And we're going to continue with the calls here. Cuomo, by the way, this is another text. Cuomo, legalizing marijuana. The rewards outweigh the risks, he says. Why can't he say the same thing about fracking?
Well, the rewards outweigh the risk because he got that, $400,000 contribution from that medical company.
That's right.
Actually,
so that's right.
For him.
That's right.
What you missed was
for
the
him.
Rewards outweigh the risks for me.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo, my campaign coffers.
And a big part of, his left-wing base is they want the legalization of marijuana. So no doubt is he doing it all for his political, self-interest. Let's see here. Hey, Glenn and Mike, the liberals here in the town of Tonawanda are now harassing Amagon Funeral Home for so-called dangerous emissions, as if the Tonawanda coke wasn't enough. It's sad, guys. It's funny because I don't hear anything out of Higgins' mouth or any of them about the 100-something folks that are going to lose their job out there at Tonawanda coke plant. Man, I don't hear anything about that. I heard Schumer say, we're going to figure out a way to relocate them. Yeah,
sure
right.
You are.
Sure
it's
you
like
are.
It's like you were going to find out a way to save that plant in the South Town.
That's right. That's right. And they all just miraculously fade away, right? Like nobody hears about them. There's no ongoing talks about, hey, what happened to the 100-something people that lost their job at this plant? No way.
No.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 803-0930-930. We're going to welcome Ray in West Seneca and then John in Rochester up on deck. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing great. I got a quick Andrew Cuomo story. So I'm teaching a bunch of CPAs down in Dallas, Texas, and there's a window in the room, and out on the other side of the window is that famous commercial of Andrew Cuomo announcing how you can get all these tax cuts if you just relocate to New York. And I look at these CPAs, who are all fairly conservative guys like me, and I says, man, I can't get away from this guy. And he says, yeah. I says, well, we don't understand why he would put on a commercial like that when our state, we don't have any tax.
I know. It's not great.
Ray, we do the same thing. We have an office down in Palm Beach. And by the way, if you need our help and you're relocating down to Florida, we have plenty of great advisors down there. So you can call our Buffalo office, 633-1515, and we'll hook you up. But there is nothing more frustrating.
Here in Texas, we could use the money.
Yeah. And there's nothing more frustrating than you're in, a state like Texas or Florida, and you're watching your tax money just get flushed down the drain, right? Because that's what they're doing. Like, what a joke. Like, who in their right mind is going to say, oh, I can go there for a few years tax-free? I wonder what happens after that.
Right. I'll just go back to Texas because this is the problem with liberals, though, or leftists or Democrats, whatever you want to call them. They don't understand business at all.
None.
They do think that. They really think that, well, I could maybe get this company to relocate from Texas to New York for 10 years.
Yeah.
And when the incentives run out, they go back to Texas.
Right.
As if hiring people and rebuilding out an office is
it's free.
Simple,
it's
right?
free.
Yeah, it's no problem at all, right?
No.
It's just I just snap my fingers and poof, the financial guys have this magical, fantastic office with all these investment professionals. No, it didn't take us 20 years to build that, right?
The copiers. Yeah. Everything's there.
It's just amazing.
Clients coming with them.
I think Cuomo actually took some of the Hurricane Sandy relief funds to fund some of those commercials.
The best part is when you look at the actual results of these programs after spending hundreds of millions of dollars of our money. It's my money. It's your money. Everybody who pays taxes in the state. It's not Andrew's money. And then they'll come out and say, well, hey, good news. We created 70 jobs. Like, 70?
Right.
Did he say that? Like,
but there's my point of obviously, they're advertising saying lower taxes.
Right.
Help grow businesses.
Right.
And yet we're one of the highest tax states, top three at least, in the country. I mean, the businesses are leaving in droves because of the taxes and the regulations. So if you're out there advertising and you're saying, come to our state because we have lower taxes, we'll give you this tax incentive.
Just cut the taxes. Give us our money back.
Well, then you must understand, right? I mean, you must understand that at the heart of it, lower taxes help businesses grow by allowing them to keep more of their own money, right?
Yeah, we've got to, by the way, we've got to do a show from the parking lot of Solar City. I want to start counting the cars there.
Better do it soon before they're out of business completely.
Then it'll be an easy show. It'll be one security guard.
Right? I'm just going to interview you.
Yeah.
How have you been here since 8 o'clock this morning? No, I mean, how long have you been hired for? Oh, last week. Oh, all right.
just sitting here watching the gate. Yes.
Thanks for the call, Ray.
All right. Let's sneak in John in Rochester. How are you, John?
Hey, guys. I heard that Gillum, the Democratic leftist in Florida is ahead in the polls against the Republican DeSantis. Pretty concerning.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That'll change.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody believes, after the last presidential election, do you believe any polls?
Yeah,
I mean,
and John, there's a blue wave coming too.
Right.
No, it's not a blue. No. Look, here's the deal. The guy's under FBI investigation for corruption. I mean, he's one of the most corrupt politicians in the state of Florida. I don't believe any of these polls, and I can tell you that the chance of that happening is very, very slim.
Yeah.
You know, I saw some stats recently that the top 10% of wage earners in the United States pay 50% of the taxes. In the bottom, the top 50% pay 97% of the taxes, and that means the bottom 50% pay 3% of the taxes.
Yeah, it's something like, what is it?
The bottom 47 pay nothing.
Pay nothing, yeah. Yeah, in fact, they get a refund back, right? They get money back.
A lot of them, yeah. The bottom 20% do.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we definitely need to broaden the tax base. There's no doubt about it. When you have skin in the game, it makes a difference. There's no doubt about it.
We need to broaden the tax base, and really, we need to go back to having it not sucked out of your paycheck so you can actually write the check, because that will infuriate people if they say, wait a minute, you want me to write a check? You know, they just don't know. It just gets sucks out of their paycheck. It's like Easy Pass, right?
It's exactly like
the Easy Pass. Said. Like, oh, hey, it's free. I don't pay any taxes, right? It's free.
You know what didn't make any news this week? When Trump announced that he's going to cut every department budget by 5%.
Well, that's the answer. That is absolutely the answer, is to start say, you know what? Look, we're not going to agree on all this stuff. We're going to fight over department. We can very easily chop 5 to 10% across every department. They'll figure it out. They'll get rid of the waste. They'll get rid of, you know, taking home the goods and services.
That's the only
and
way it's going to happen, yeah. By the way. The
yep.
only way it happens is if Trump comes out and says,
yep.
either you cut your budget by 5% or
yep.
I'm not approving it, period.
That's right. Shut the government down. We're not back paying you, by the way. And then we got to stop that back pay. We shut the government down. We send these people home for 6 weeks. And we go, don't worry about it. We'll catch you up. Uh-uh. No more. We want 5, 10% across the board. I think 5% is weak, by the way. It'd be 10. Just like the individual personal tax cuts, by the way, I thought were really weak by the Republicans. I mean, the corporate tax cuts. The corporate tax. Yeah. That's what I love. I love it. Why not just do it the right way the first time, right? I love that. They're like, well, we're going to do it next time. No, do it the first time. Just get it right. In business, like Glenn, you and I, we go deal with all kinds of stuff. We're involved in a number of different businesses. We never say, you know what? This time we're going to do it half, you know what?
That's right.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next time we'll come back around and really do it the right way.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with the corporate tax rates, right? I mean, cut them in half. I mean, that's an aggressive tax cut, right? What you really do is you continue to cut them until you start bringing in less money, not more money. But that would
that's
be
right.
too smart, right? Hey, John, I'll give you the final thoughts here.
Well, listen, I was just going to say, speaking of tax cuts, if tax cuts are successful, we're getting more tax revenue than we ever have before.
Yeah, look at that. Would you look at that, huh?
In the words of Obama, it's not about that, John. It's about fairness.
About fairness.
It's about punishing those at the top.
What's really amazing, John, is if you just took a step back, right, and you said, okay, look, what do you left-wingers want to do, right? Well, we want more social programs. Okay, well, wouldn't it make sense that we would need more money to do that? Yes, it would. What if I told you that the last bunch of tax cuts actually brought in more money? So if we could right-size the government, maybe we could do some of those things, right? Maybe it could be a win-win. Maybe we could give people back their own money and we can bring in more money. But we just don't look at the facts. It's so frustrating.
Absolutely, guys. And if he cuts 5% of the budget out of these departments on a yearly basis, assuming he wins re-election, we're going to be in damn good shape.
He wins re-election as long as he wants re-election. There's no doubt about it. And you know, look, here's the thing. You cut by 5%, which is $4 trillion budget, $800 billion, you're even. Right now, we have a deficit of $779 billion.
Yep.
If you cut by 5%, we have no ongoing deficit anymore. We have a balanced
budget. By the way, you want economic growth and faith in the good old United States of America, you start trimming down that debt. You start saying, you know what, we're no longer $22 trillion in debt. We're $19 trillion. We're $18 trillion. That tells the rest of the world that we are here to play and we're for real.
And there's no one to run against them. Who are they going to run? Kamala Harris? Seriously? I mean, are they going to run Bernie Sanders again?
Yeah.
They're throwing out the idea of maybe Hillary for a third chance.
I mean, good.
Look, this is going to be like Walter Mondale, Ronald Reagan, 1984, he just wins like every state.
One final comment before we let you go, John. I'll tell you this. There is a huge group of people out there that just got a Trump tax cut, and they're going to say all this bad stuff about Trump, but they're not going to give up their own money. There's nobody tighter with their own wallet than a left winger. Trust me. They will not give up their money. They want to give up your money. So if they just got an extra $50 a week in their paycheck or $40 a week, that's real money in their pocket. And they'll open up their mouth and they'll say they hate Donald, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to voting, they'll be the last people that want to lose money. Trust me. Last people. You'll see a huge shift of some of these teachers and some of these folks that go, I really hate Donald, but I'm not giving up the $50 extra a week. No way in heck. So, thanks.
One exception with that. That would be Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not sure she actually even knows what day election day is. I'm just saying. Have a great weekend.
Gotta let you go, buddy. All right, we're going to talk nursing homes. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions up on deck. Get your calls lined up. Don't wait till 3 o'clock, folks. It's a fast half hour. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236. Gonna wait till the music cranked down. Let's get to them. Get you fired up here on a rainy fall afternoon here in Western New York. Fall is here, by the way. We had a bunch of 75, 80 degree days, and then you forget that we live in Western New York, and then all of a sudden you're whacked with 30.
Like it changes.
I played hooky last week, and I was at my daughter's soccer game, and it was cold.
Yes, we froze.
It was cold, yeah. So just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. We are spending the last 25 minutes or so talking about nursing home care, Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions, and you really help people. By the way, if you have questions, if you have a loved one that might be going into a nursing home and you have any concerns, I would encourage you to hop on board now. Do not wait until 10 to 3. Hop on board now. You're going to help other folks as well, right? That's the thing. A lot of people are, I'm afraid to ask this question. Call in, ask the question, because I guarantee there's 1,000 other people driving around Western New York going, I'm so glad you asked that question. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone and 1-800-616-9236.
Let me just jump in here and say this. I think what people think is two things, right? Number one is, I will shoot myself before I ever go into a nursing home. Right?
Oh, we hear that all the time, right?
Good luck when you have a stroke and you don't know what day of the week it is.
That's right.
And sadly, and I don't mean to make fun, but it happens.
Nope.
The second thing is, I think that people don't realize, and this is where Roxanne, you help my family, is you wait and you wait and you wait and you say, wow, they're doing okay, they're still doing okay. And then all of a sudden, something happens and they go into the hospital. And they get diagnosed with whatever. They can't live on their own, or maybe they've had a stroke and it's affected their brain. Maybe they had a fall and they can't live on their own. Maybe they're just suffering from dementia or confusion and they shouldn't be. Maybe they don't need a full nursing home.
That's
a
big one. I'm going to shoot myself. I'm not going in there. But you got Alzheimer's. You don't know, right?
But all of a sudden, you're in the hospital, right? So something happens and the family says, oh, we're going to wait. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. And then something happens and that loved one goes into a hospital. And then within a day, the hospital is saying, okay, tomorrow we're discharging him. What?
And where? You're saying
What am I going to do? Well, that's your problem. Now, all of a sudden, you have to figure it out. And that's exactly what our family found with my uncle. And suddenly it was like he went to the hospital, and the doctor said he can't go home. And my parents panicked. Like, oh, my God,
they don't
what
know
do
what
I
to do?
Do?
Right?
Well, thank God
it's not that
we had
you're
Roxanne.
Uneducated. You know, no. You may be in very powerful positions in corporate world, but when it comes to your loved one, you don't think clearly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't have the contacts, right? You
Correct.
Know all the facilities. You know what the different options are. You've worked with these folks. So you can say, you know what? This isn't going to be a good facility for this person. This is going to work for that person. Without that, you're starting from scratch, and you don't have the time to even do that. And
right.
That's where
we narrow it down
you are
for
a
you.
Lifesaver, no doubt.
Roxanne, one of the things you said before the break here is you were saying, you know, one of the concerns, I guess, or is not knowing the resources, right?
Correct.
Not knowing the resources. Explain that. I mean, because, you know, oftentimes it's the son or the daughter, the grandchild that's really helping. as you as we were just talking about, they're in the hospital. Now they have to do something.
Correct.
Right.
And they don't have the ability to go out and look at 50 different nursing homes. You need to really look at your person's circumstances. What is going to be the best care for them? So it might not be the facility in your backyard. It might be 20, 25 minutes away. It also might be you don't have the private resources to private pay. Mm-hmm. So that means you're bringing in a Medicaid component. You have to be transparent with your person's financial ability. And most people don't know that nowadays. The information is still not being shared, no matter how many times we educate each other.
Yeah. If you want to hop on board, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. And, of course, if you want to text, 3930. Again, 803-0930, *930. Throw out some terms, and Glenn and I do this a lot, too, like, oh, standard deviation or relative technical analysis. And then people are like, what are you talking about, right? So a few things during the break you were saying about is like a five-star building. What does that mean? Like
Medicare and Medicaid have a rating system. So they are from a one star, the lowest of, that you can go, to the five stars, which they look at the quality measures. It's everything from environmental to the care needs of the resident. And they come in and they do a survey. And that's how they get rated. I don't always agree with the star ratings, because some of those 1 to 3 star buildings take the more complicated cases. And they may not get a fair shake in those ratings or maybe the reviews you see online. Every building in Western New York has issues. You can never make everybody happy.
Well, I'm sure they do.
And never family is going to be happy. You're always going to have that one family who says something negative, and it's just going to spiral.
Well, and to your point, though, it would be nice. I would think that would be nice to have somebody at least have some working knowledge of, hey, well, this was a 3-star, but look it. Consider this.
Correct.
You know, that might not, you know, you, that might be a 5-star. Or, hey, this is a 5-star, but consider this. That might drop your personal need or rating down to 2 or 3.
And that's exactly how we give it to our clients. We actually say, forget the star ratings. Yes, they're important. I'm not disagreeing with that. But what is the care? Mm-hmm. I don't care that it has a chandelier and it's got fresh paint. Some of the older buildings may have better care. Mm-hmm. Just because they can't invest in the updates and the remodeling as some of the other companies does not mean that they're poor quality.
Yep.
That's right. Good point.
Another mistake we talked about was the application process itself.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, just people, first of all, it's a very trying time. Very trying time.
You're very emotional.
You know, if it's my mom or my dad or my grandmother or grandfather, my mind is probably not thinking clearly.
Correct.
Right? So, but one of the mistakes is just that actual application process. They mess that up or do it wrong.
They do. They do. They may not know the Social Security income or the pension. They may not know the assets. If they put very little on that application, that person's not really marketable. And I hate to use that word marketable, but money drives everything. And we know that.
Yeah.
And if you are also told, well, don't tell them everything, and now you wonder why you're not getting into that 5-star building, well, you kind of fraudulently did your application. Mm-hmm. They're not going to look at you when you come back and say, well, no, I really had $1 million. I was just told not to put it on there. Well, they're still going to be like, well, no, I don't think we're going to still be interested in you.
Oops. It's,
yeah, oops. Should have been truthful in the first place. You have to get as much information on those applications as possible.
Yeah, and they're going to find it. They're going to go through your tax returns.
Absolutely.
They're going to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting some phone calls in here. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. By the way, if you need Roxanne's help, you can always call our office, 633-1515. Maybe you can just plug your own number as well.
It's 823-1476.
823-1476 if you're in the unfortunate position of having to help a loved one. And I do want to talk about this, too, is, you know, a lot of people, and Glenn pointed this out, it's, you know, even with his family, it's last minute a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you really, the more proactively you can be, the earlier you can start some of this stuff, I would think the better you're going
to
be.
Absolutely. Why wait to the crisis? Yeah. Or, unfortunately, sometimes mom and dad sound really great on the phone because you live out of town. You come to town for the holidays and you walk into a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's because you don't see them routinely.
Right.
It's easy to fake things on the phone. If I'm being asked a yes or no question, I'm not going to be able to know that mom and dad are failing at home.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Roxanne. What are some warning signs that people, whether they be out of state or in state, that they might look for? I mean, is there a way to ask certain questions, or are you looking at things like weight loss or weight gain, or things like that? Are there warning signs that maybe families should look out for in their loved ones?
Absolutely. Like you just mentioned, weight loss, weight gain, all of a sudden increased confusion. Why is mom repeating herself? more than she's ever done before, if ever. They start wandering. They start leaving the house. They can't find their way home from the grocery store they've gone to for 54 years. Their home is maybe more disheveled than it had ever been. She's wearing the same clothes for several days. It could be a simple urinary tract infection, which will make you exceptionally confused. They're not eating. There's all kinds of warning signs, and especially falls.
Yeah.
You know, don't just ignore, oh, mom fell again. It's been three times in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
That's not normal.
Something's going on.
Yeah, right. And you could get hurt here. Let's go out to the phone lines here. Actually, before we got Tom and Tonawanda, stick with us for 1 second. A text came in. Can you get on Medicaid after you learn that you need to go into a nursing home?
Yes, you can only have nursing home Medicaid once you're placed in an actual nursing home. There's a misconception that Medicaid follows the person in each level. It doesn't. So you could have community Medicaid or no Medicaid, but you really have to be placed in a nursing home or in a hospital waiting for placement to get Medicaid.
Right.
Even the people that are private paying in the nursing homes are eventually going to run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
We're outliving our money, so they will eventually go on Medicaid.
Yeah, 633-1515 if you need Roxanne's help. And I should write down your number again.
And we do specialize in the Medicaid component. I have a whole team that works solely on Medicaid applications all day long.
It's sad. I have your number, of course, saved as Roxanne. It's like, I'm so bad with phone numbers. Like, and people are like, you call a person all the time. I'm like, yeah, but I
have
their name.
You don't have to memorize them anymore. I don't even know my kids' phone numbers. Our number is 823-1476.
1476. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. By the way, somebody hangs up. Your cue to call in, 803-0930. *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. I never say this, by the way, but your questions, I assure you, will help other folks that are going through maybe some of the painful things you're going through when it comes to a nursing home. So let's welcome Tom in Tonawanda. How are you, Tom?
Good. Can you hear me? I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, sound great.
All right. So my mother is 76, and she's on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And the only money that she would have would be the value of her paid off house, which she is keeping up. She is in a wheelchair, and anytime we have a doctor's appointment, we have to rent a minivan for the $160 a day, because we've tried some of the local taxi services with wheelchair, you know, accessibility, but that doesn't work out at all. So what we're wondering is, we know that she probably qualifies for Medicaid, but when she goes to Medicaid, she's going to lose some of her doctors because they don't accept Medicaid. So my question would be, if we were to apply for Medicaid, can we find out just if she's qualified? Or do they have to go through all of her bank statements for the last 5 years, which isn't an issue, but she doesn't want anybody looking at anything, period?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually simple. So if mom is wanting to stay home, then we only really need to look at the current financials, so the current bank statements. We do a financial review to see if you're pre-qualified. Mom can stay home with community supports like home care, transportation, meals, Lifeline, all those extras in her own home. The house in a setting that she's in is valueless to somebody that's going to become institutionalized because there's no value unless you have a check in hand, you just sold the house, and now it's worth $100,000. So the house is exempt as long as she's in it, or if she does go into a nursing home, they would just put a lien on the property when you sell it. Mom could qualify for a variety of benefits and would be assigned a managed long-term care plan, which provides all those in-home services. Not a problem at all. We also would see if mom is entitled to any veterans benefits if dad was a veteran at all, which could help her stay home too. So yeah, there are a lot of possibilities. You do not need a five-year look back. It's only when you're in a nursing home for the 5 years.
Does that help you, Tom? If you need her help, 823-1476. Don't be afraid to reach out, okay?
Right, right. It's 842...
No, 823-1476. 823-1476.
All right. Well, so if she's in Niagara County, does it make a difference?
Does not make a difference. We work throughout the whole United States, so we will come to you, right to your house.
Yep.
Another question would be, you know, they keep advertising that you can have your loved one take care of you, because we do.
Yes.
We take her to the doctors, we cut the grass. do the windows, the vacuuming.
It's a consumer-directed program. So your mom would have to be Medicaid qualified and on Medicaid. She would need long-term care needs. So you could get paid. And the aides are now getting paid roughly $12 an hour. So I'm not going to say go quit your job to do this because you'll lose money. There are a lot of protocols that you must go through. You have to go through background checks, drug screening, a physical. You have to go through a certain amount of training. As the primary power of attorney, you're not allowed to be that person's caregiver, so you would not be able to be reimbursed. But you definitely have to qualify first for the Medicaid component based on assets and income.
So if we have another family member not doing care, they could be the, what do you call it?
The aide. They could be the consumer-directed aide, correct.
All right.
I'll help you out, Tom.
Can we have multiple people in the same family doing it?
Absolutely. Yep, there's no limit on that.
All right. I will call you on Monday.
All right, great call, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Let's take a quick break. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, and 1-800-616-9236. Only about 12 minutes left in today's show, folks. So if you want to ask Roxanne some questions, if you have a loved one that might potentially be in need of a nursing home and you've got questions, I'm telling you, you're going to help other people. Tom, you helped out a bunch of people driving around, I'm sure, in their car saying, yep, that's me. 803-0930, *930. On a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And if you want to text us a question, 3930. We'll be back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All righty, welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and this is the place where money meets politics. We have a lot of fun with this show. Monday through Friday, we do manage money. And, of course, we have a number of different departments. And I will go out on a limb and say we are probably the most diverse financial firm in the area. We do have, I think, the most amount of departments that can help. And there's a lot more to putting together an investment plan than just having the best stocks or bonds or mutual funds. That's a huge part of it. And we've got an investment committee that's led by a chartered financial analyst. And in fact, one of our team members on our investment committee is on CNBC all the time every week. But it's also important that you keep what you make. It's important that you protect your money. And it's important that you know things like Medicare and Medicaid. And we have independent experts that can help. You are Medicare certified as well.
I am, yes. And you're helping.
I mean, this is your crazy time of year. Well, you're always crazy. But,
I'm always crazy.
You're always running crazy.
We're busy,
right?
Yes.
Roxanne's officially nuts.
I am nuts to be in this career.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But Medicare ties in as well, and having the right Medicare plan.
Correct, because Medicare will be your primary source of insurance, and then your Medicaid, if you are on Medicaid, is secondary. So when Tom was mentioning he's got to get rid of his mom's physicians that don't take Medicaid, mom can still see those doctors under Medicare. If she has an Advantage plan, Independent Health, Univera, Blue Cross, any of those HMOs, she can still go there. She just has to pay the copay. Mm-hmm. So you're not having to give up your physicians by going on Medicaid. You just have to know I might be paying $45.
Yeah.
And being with Medicare, you need to have a formalized plan. And that's what we do through myself and through your firm, is we can look at what are your medications, what are the copays, break it down. I'm not there to sell any specific plan. I'm there to educate you on what your options are along with your team, and then you can then make an informed decision. Why not have somebody who's just looking at the whole picture and not one specific company?
Well, best thing about Medicare and now having an independent agent like yourself is it doesn't cost anything.
It costs you nothing.
You want to ride around town and do all the work yourself?
Absolutely.
Or come in and have one-time expert?
Yep. One-time visit.
It's the same cost. Yeah. Absolutely. 633-1515, by the way. Tis the season for Medicare. And if you want experts like Roxanne to walk you through that process and make sure you've got the right plan. Also making sure you're taking advantage of some of the things like Epic if you qualify for it, right?
Correct. Epic. And then if you do qualify for Medicaid during the interview, then those individuals, the independent brokers, can refer it out to individuals like myself who can do a financial assessment and review. Do you really qualify, and should you even go for the benefit? And we work with your firm, we work with other firms with estate planning, where I'm working with the elder law attorneys because I can't write a power of attorney. I can't write a will, and I can't, you know, transfer funds and shelter money, if so be it. Those are a key component of what we do. Financial planners, elder law attorneys, the doctors, Everybody is a team.
You should add that on. You should go back to law school.
My, you know, funny enough, you say that my business partner always said I should have gone to law school. Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, just add it back on. All right, let's go back up to the phone line. Somebody hangs up. Your cue to call in, 803-0930-930. 3930, if you'd like to text a question to Roxanne, 3930. And, of course, if you need her throughout the week, 823-1476. 823-1476. And, of course, if you'd like a free consultation, complimentary consultation with one of our independent Medicare reps, again, 633-1515. Let's go out to Jill in Buffalo. How are you, Jill? Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks, guys. I'm really glad you have this person on today. It's really helpful.
Thank you.
So my question is, I just heard the gentleman before me talk about, you mentioned the five-year look back for a nursing home. My mom's not quite ready for a nursing home, but she's showing signs that she shouldn't be alone in her own home. We're thinking assisted living.
Okay.
What's the difference there?
The assisted living, what'll happen is it's only a one-month look back. But be warned, Jill, there's only a handful of assisted livings in the area that accept Medicaid. So most of them are private pay. So we narrow down, say, a 30-person list to maybe six or seven in Western New York.
Okay. So that's a one-month look back. And in between, how much is she allowed to give away as like a financial gift to family members annually?
If you want to do Medicaid, nothing. They look at anything above $2,000. Can she do a $25 gift at Christmas? Of course. A $100 gift, something like that. But gifting is not allowed under any form of Medicaid. The IRS says you can give $14,000. Medicaid says give it back.
Mm. No kidding. So, Jill, that brings up a great point of being proactive as you can.
Yes.
To do this stuff today as opposed to waiting.
Correct.
You know, down
especially
the road.
If you're on that borderline, Jill. If mom is fluctuating, you're not sure what to do, then doing a little bit of pre-planning is a good idea. If you want to keep her home or if you want to look at those assisteds, that's what we assist and guide you through that process.
All right. I know you've said it several times, but can you just say your phone number one more time?
Sure. Yes. It's 823-1476.
And if somebody needs your help, is a complimentary consultation the first time to see if they can work with you?
We normally take a phone consultation for free. If we meet with them physically, it's usually a one-hour consult. There is a private rate for that.
Okay, but you'll talk to them, see if it even makes sense for them to come in.
Yes, we will guide them right at the first phone call.
Jill, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. You know, if you're driving around out there, I know a lot of people listen to the show while they're driving, and you can't write down the number, just go to our website at financialguys.com. And you can find the number there. Call our office. You know, we have all the folks that we refer people out to right at the front desk. So you can always call 633-1515 and say, hey, I heard Roxanne on last weekend's show. I'd love to get a hold of her. I've got an issue. But if you're driving and you can't write that number down, just call the 633-1515 number. Or, again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find the number there and then call our office. We'll be happy to refer you over.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, by the way. Follow us on Twitter. And if you like us on Facebook, like Rochelle is always, you know, doing Facebook Lives. Part of it is I think she was plugging you yesterday.
Yes.
Hey, you know, we're going to be on the show. So make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's nice. A text came in. You truly are the one-stop shop. I plan to stop, drop in. Not pop in. I love popping in.
Well, we look forward to having you. Here's the best advice I can give anybody. Pre-plan.
Yes.
Why are you waiting? I had a family come in yesterday. 98-year-old mother. No POA. No will. No healthcare proxy. Mom does not want to have anything done to her, but she's falling. Brother, sister, not on the same page. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Things like power of attorney, right? You said
very
it. When you're 20 years old, you should have a power of attorney,
yes.
Right?
As soon as your child goes off to college, you no longer have any rights to make any calls for them. You can't call the bursar's office. And even if you're the one paying, you can't make any medical decisions for them. They should get a power of attorney as soon as they leave for college.
Yeah, I was sharing the story with you during the break. My wife and I are both on the mortgage. And
yep.
She couldn't get because I, for whatever reason, I'm first, which I'm never first. I don't
now
know how
are.
That happened. Yeah. I think she changed it right after that. She's like, that's not going to work. But you know, she called and said, you need to talk to the bank. I said, why? We're both on the mortgage.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
You're the first one. Like,
it's out of control, to be honest with you. It's
sort of
gotten to
a
point with HIPAA and the whole financial services where it's like,
right.
It's just. There's certain things, like they won't tell you anything. Like, listen, I'm paying the mortgage. I'm on the mortgage.
Yeah,
right. I mean, those are the kind of things where they've just taken it way too far.
I agree. I agree. I mean, I tried to tell him, like, my wife runs my whole life.
Right. Yeah. And you need to talk to her, not me. I know nothing in this area.
How do you
area.
Not know this?
Right. But then the right. other places you call and they'll give you anything and they don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
It's a, such a big extreme with that HIPAA. People don't understand what HIPAA is. It's medical. It has nothing to do with anything else.
All right. So real last, quick last plug. We got about a minute or two left. Medicare season. It is the season. You know, we were joking, Glenn and I, a few weeks ago. It's a very, very important, big decision, and the government gives you like 8 weeks to make it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool. Make your decision. Hopefully you know what your health needs are going to be for next year. But you know what? Just come in and see us. It's really unbiased. Just bring us all your information, and we'll navigate it for you.
You know, one of the things I've seen, too, is a lot of times the children are coming in to learn about the parents' Medicare plan.
Yes.
And that's been pretty common. In fact, we've had Medicare Monday. This Monday is completely packed. We have no more room. But the following Monday, we've got some seats available. So if you're interested in attending. But last Monday, it was funny because I saw some younger folks come in. And one of the ladies, a young lady, she had to be 30-something. She said, I'm here to help my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to understand what he's going through. So.
And that's a great thing. And don't forget, though, Medicare just doesn't end on December 7th. You may be turning 65. You may have questions. I'm going to turn 65 next year. I have a retirement plan. Should I come? As brokers, we don't stop. Just because the season ends on December 7th, we continue to enroll individuals in Medicare or any of the different plans throughout the year. So you have that's a team. I'm an extra part of the team now. So they can call the whole year long.
Yep. If you have a loved one, unfortunately, going into a nursing home or might need assisted living or just you're not exactly sure what's going on, I would encourage you to use Roxanne as a resource. 823-1476. Write the number down, 823-1476. And reach out to her. Any final comments here, Glenn? We got about a minute left.
No, I mean, just use us as a resource. I mean, go to our website or call us at the office. You know, not only do we have, you know, Medicare, we have access to folks like Roxanne. We have access to Tom Canavo and the law side, tax accountants during tax season. I mean, we are truly the one-stop shop. If you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource and give us a call at the office, 633-1515.
You're in our office all the time, so they can see if you want. If you need Roxanne's help, you'd be happy to pop into our office or drop into our office, as the texter said. Or, you know, you'll go out and see them.
I mean, they can come to my office, whatever's the easiest for them.
Yeah, whatever's easier for you. But really, truly, if you have a loved one going into a nursing home, that's not easy. Those are not easy decisions. Way better, especially when it comes to family members getting at each other. Don't
do
that.
No one's on the same page.
Yeah, don't divide the family up. Get some professional help. But Roxanne, appreciate it. I know you're going to be on. Hopefully we'll get you on like quarterly if that's great.
Appreciate that.
All right, need us throughout the week, folks. 633-1515. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you next week right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.